The finishing the siman. We're discussing what happens if there's an expert doctor, even if he's a non-Jew, or anyone of the Tashtikal Maven, and he says that even though now the person is not sick, but if we're not going to do anything, he's going to get sick and he's going to be in a situation of danger. So even if the ill person says no, he doesn't need, we listen to the doctor and we are mechalos Shabbos. Again, pikuach nefesh derech Shabbos, do everything to save a person's life. Except for the three big three that we said, there's are exceptions. Now, if the doctor says that if they're not going to do anything, any medical intervention, he'll for sure die. If they do intervention, it's possible that he'll live. The halacha is he's still mechal Shabbos, chayisha, even for a moment of life. One moment in this life is worth more than all the what does that mean in accomplishments. And therefore, we keep a person alive even for a second. Even a person thinks that he's done in this world, the ma'ase it gains him billions and billions of nitzchias, of eternal bliss in the next world. Every wound that's called an internal wound, that means from the lips and inside, we view it as a sakana, as a danger. Now, this is already also doctor dictated, because there are certain things that even though they're internal pain, but are not, we know that they're safe. So if a person has a pain, actually, the Bi'alacha discusses this, that is unidentified, that's already actually considered something that could be dangerous, and therefore halachically you can be mechal Shabbos. Again, everything should be done within reason. If you could do without the goy, the non-Jew better. But the chatchila, as we mentioned, that if something is a medical danger, you can be mechal Shabbos. Included in this, by the way, is the teeth. So if there's abscesses, if there's swelling, if there's gum, if a person has any infection that the dentist thinks could be even possibly dangerous, one is allowed to be mechal Shabbos, and you do not need any oimid, which means you don't really need to start estimating if there's a possibility of danger. We do with mechal Shabbos, especially when there's something like we said that's not recognizable. If a person just has like a regular pain, a tooth pain, so like this, if the tooth needs to be pulled out, so the bialacha hole is very interesting that it's not considered a sedoysin in the abadan, and therefore you're allowed to use a non-Jew. So in Piskejiv even says if a child has a dangling, you know, that the point where the nail, the tooth is mamish holding by a breath, halachically one's even allowed to take it out to a Jew, but best to do it bishinui if you know most likely that's not going to bleed. A wound, we mentioned this already, smack us like a swelling on the top of the hand or the top of the foot. Any type of swelling, especially if it's metal related, or if there's a cut, a severe cut, all these things there's a concern of infection, and therefore you have to be mechal Shabbos. Included in this, he also discusses any boils in the rectum, someone that swallowed any type of bugs, etc., that could be dangerous. A person was bitten by a wild dog, wild snakes. You have to even kill a snake to bring it in order to make sure that it's not poisonous. All these things, if there's a possibility of danger, included in this is also high fever. And the Moshe finds is that the 102 is already considered dangerous. Even 100 for children is also considered already dangerous, especially when it comes to the young babies or the elderly, where fever could be a sign of extreme danger. One is allowed to, is a mitzvah, to be mechal Shabbos, unless it's like a regular headache or regular fever that a person could recognize. That's when we don't do anything. And then really, if a person that's in these like that's already said, you use a non-Jew. Some of that's called Echzadam. What does that mean? It's an increase, it's a condition where a person's blood is increased, the circulation is increased. So there's usually, especially in the old days, used to what's called letting out blood. These are examples where a person's allowed to intervene, and mechal Shabbos, a person who let out blood and is cold, you're even allowed to make a fire for him, even during the summer, because that's part of making sure that he's safe. Someone that has any eye problems, that also is considered something of danger, especially types of infections, drippings from the eye, tearings from the eye, where a person, there's a possibility of danger, one's allowed to be mechal Shabbos. If a person is a chayle, sheyesh b'sakana, that means that he's deathly ill, and he needs meat to eat. And all you have are the following choices. You either have non-kosher meat, or you have kosher meat, but you need to shecht. Very interesting halacha. The answer is, what do? You shecht. Why do you shecht? Because he's going to find out, one of the reasons is because he's going to find out that you gave him non-kosher food, something that wasn't shechted, he's going to actually be disgusted, that might actually cause him to be even sicker. and to be in greater danger. There's another reason, because every single kazayis that he eats is going to be another issa, as opposed to if you shechted once, that's it. Now you have kosher food. I even saw that the Piskashuvah writes that if a person's in a hospital and there's no kosher food, you're allowed to go and be Mechal Shabbos to go get him kosher food, which is a similar idea to here. Half of a fella. Now this is a distinction when it comes to a child, because a child really won't know about it. So therefore, according to the different reasonings, it might change the halacha. So generally speaking, you could give him not kosher food versus shechting according to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. If a person cooks on Shabbos, meaning a Jew is cooking for Shabbos, so a healthy person is not allowed to eat it on Shabbos, but Motzei Shabbos is allowed to eat that food. And the reason why Shabbos, where he's going to cook more for himself, Motzei Shabbos is no problem. Even though this was something that was done on Shabbos, but Lemaise, we already said that since it's done at the mitzvah to cook on Shabbos, so that meat is not really us. You'll have to have it after Shabbos. If someone is being taken against his will to do an Aveira, even if it's a very serious Aveira, you're not allowed to Mechal Shabbos in order to save him from that Aveira, but if they're going to cause him to lose, meaning to go off the derech, to give up or renounce his religion, etc., so many things similar to that, even if it's a child that is a chiyav to go and save him to Mechal Shabbos, we saw the ice, it's just like a person that somebody, what's this halacha really telling you? That spiritual danger is just like physical danger, and it's based on the pasuk Shabbos is a Shabbos, meaning to be mechal one Shabbos, and that you keep many Shabbos. So the good question is only if it's only going to be for one Shabbos. Also, there's the kids himself discusses someone is doing it purposely, meaning it's pasuk. Let's say purposely going and renouncing his religion, you're not mechal Shabbos for him, but in this is the Isa. Why? Because since he's purposely doing it, say we don't say chatei b'shuish kes chavecha. But in this is the one you're allowed to go outside the tchum, you're allowed to go ride their horses. And in fact, this is a little bit of the source of why, when it comes to being mekav, someone that's off the derech, or let's say someone that's not from, and you could now have a chance to go and save him, so you're allowed to mechal Shabbos. And in fact, this would even open up more the doors to say that if they want to, let's say, drive over to you on Shabbos, although there's a whole debate about that, and the chatchili should tell them to come before Shabbos and have a bed for them, but if they did drive, the only way that they're going to come to your house for Shabbos, and this is your chance to inspire them, definitely ask a shayla, because according to this, there's much more room to say that one would be permitted to do so. Have a beautiful day.